the building. Turn your volume up. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. There it goes.
What's up, boy?
What's up, man?
I heard you tore it up last night.
Ooh, crazy.
They was in that, man. They were thick, man.
Thick.
In the ATL.
We could have did two more shows with the line that was outside, man.
Wow.
It's crazy.
J. Cole is in the building.
Thank y'all for having us.
Yup.
And the hype in hip-hop right now is the Born Center album dropping Tuesday, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're going against a lot of heavy hitters that day. I think it's you, Kanye West, Mac Miller.
Yeah.
But your album, even though it's leaked, a lot of people are already saying, yo, this is the album of the year.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah, they are. It leaked early, too. I was nervous. You know what I mean? I still am a little nervous because, you know, your album leaks and you don't know what's going to happen. But I believe I got such a strong fan base. I hope they come through for me on the 18th, man. Born Center, my second album.
And you've kind of had like cult-like status, it seems like, for the duration of your career. I mean, everything from the mixtapes, even to like last night. Like, J. Cole's going, you know, from city to city doing his Doll in the Dream tour,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're easily someone who could command upwards, you know, $25, $30 a ticket to, yeah, you know, perform, but yet you're letting the fans see you rock for a dollar.
Absolutely. Every city we go into, it's a dollar to get in. We did Miami, we did Atlanta, we going to Baltimore today. You know what I mean? Every day is a new city, and we doing this show for a dollar. You got to get there first. So you got people lining up from 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m. As soon as they get off work, they come in, they trying to get in line. So you got thousands of people outside just waiting on their chance to get in. But I felt it was worth it because I ain't toured in so long.
Mm-hmm.
And with this tour, I'm only charging a dollar. I can do what I want. Like, I don't got to just do the hits. So I'm doing all these classic records that I got that aren't necessarily hits, and all the core fans really know. So
and you can
dope.
Even not show up. Wow. You can do what you want. Be like, you only paid a dollar. Y'all tripping.
Yeah, shut up.
Dang, I had something else to do.
Word.
So I know we may be jumping the gun on this question, talking to J. Cole here. Two of the hottest dudes in the game right now. You, Kendrick Lamar.
Uh-huh.
Are y'all going to do an album together?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What?
We got some. We've been talking about this for a while. You got to understand. So every interview I do, like, they ask me about that because we've been talking about it for maybe a year and a half. But whenever we get a chance to get in the studio together, we definitely going to knock that album out.
It yeah. seems like you'll be able to hear the atom actually split in the studio. I mean, because,
yeah,
like, when it comes to rhyming, people who can really rhyme but still have that formula to somehow still make it on the radio,
yeah,
you and Kendrick Lamar really have it figured out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I promise you, when we get together, it's almost, I feel like it's my cousin. You ever had that cousin that you got you love when he come over to your house because all y'all do is play video games or play
right.
ball and y'all got the same interests?
Yeah.
That's how it is when we link up. You know what I mean?
And what's one thing about J. Cole that your fans don't know about?
That they don't know?
That you want to share with them right now?
I'm OCD a little bit. I got like little tweaks. Like when if I'm riding, this is going to be so random, by the way. It's a little thing, but when I'm riding down the road, you'll see my head moving because I'm going, in my mind, I'm going around the poles. I have to go around every pole. I can't describe this to the people, but I can describe it to y'all. It's crazy.
I'm the same way. I don't. When I walk on the sidewalk, I don't step on the cracks.
There we go.
In the sidewalk.
And you gotta do it. You don't even yeah. realize you're doing it. You catch yourself sometimes. Like, come on.
You gotta
man.
Go around the pole.
Nah, around the pole. Yeah, with my eyes though. Like, it's. I can't even explain it to you.
So what
yeah.
you be doing in strip clubs? Yo, you be just got a headache. You be going around the pole.
Yeah, I know.
Goodness.
I know people at home are like, what is this man talking about?
Well, I know I one thing, J. Cole, right. that people don't. You have a communication degree.
Yeah.
From
absolutely.
St. John's.
St. John's University. Shout out to Queens, New York. Shout out to New York City, period. But yeah, I went to school 4 years, graduated magna cum laude.
So you could be doing what we're doing.
I mean, I ain't gonna say that. I'm not just gonna. But that was the field, not necessarily radio.
Uh huh.
All communications
news,
that we were studying. Yeah, news broadcasting.
Well,
yeah,
love it.
So, yeah, and even PR in a sense. I got like a better understanding of just media, period, and respect for what y'all do because of that. And even the people behind the boards right now. You know what
right.
I mean? The people don't know it's somebody producing this show and making this thing run. And I understand that because I was, you know, because I was a communication major.
Wow, man. Hey, man, you just a good brother, man. And
you, man.
And Pastor Kearney Thomas.
Yeah.
Our own Pastor Kearney Thomas is going to
yeah.
be doing some stuff.
That's my man.
So you be watching more BET and now you be cracking
oh,
up, too?
Oh, man. Of course. Of course. That's why he's on the album. Kearney Thomas on my album, June 18th.
Yeah.
Okay. So in some of your newer songs, you reference your girl. Real quick, I just got this tweet. Is
right.
J. Cole currently in a relationship?
Yes. Yes, J. Cole is.
From New York, want to know. I don't know who that
okay.
is.
Okay. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
Oh. Hey, keep it real. Hey,
that's right.
You probably one of the only artists that come on and just actually claim his girlfriend.
They
right.
always say that. I couldn't even. I guess I got to go home. Like, how can you not claim right. your girl?
Oh, and Twitter on fire. They tweeted again. What is her name? And is she in the business?
And then you try to get this girl whacked.
More with J. Cole coming up.